broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hello and thank you so much for joining me. Tonight we are interviewing Zeitgeist, an English contemporary jazz progressive rock trio formed at Leeds College of Music in 2011. That track there that you heard was Vital Transformation by John McLaughlin and Mayu Vishnu Orchestra. In the band's infancy, this is the band that I'm interviewing today, Zeitgeist, they established themselves on the lead scene playing a mixture of jazz standards and original material. However, as the project progressed, the trio started to focus more on their own compositions and soon developed a set consistency entirely of original material. With this set, they began to gig mostly around Leeds, as well as in Birmingham and Bristol. The band have continued to gain a following in Leeds and are currently going through their processes of mixing and self-releasing their debut album, following up the release with a mini UK tour. They have been described as somewhere in between Bill Evans and Miss Sugar, and that's by Miles Spilsbury from Cameron Vale, and also So Good It Hurts. Tonight, Alex, Sam and Tom join me to talk about their musical influences, their music and what's in store, including gigs and other things related. We will also be discussing how metal has influenced Zeitgeist sound. Comment your thoughts on the chat box during the show on the Leeds Student Radio listen page. We will also take any questions, so don't be afraid to ask those too. So without further ado, let's introduce the band. Tell us who you are, what you do and your role in the band. Alex, we'll start with you.
Hello, I'm Alex and I play piano and keyboards in Zeitgeist. What do? I mostly just play music for a living and drive on motorways and cook quite a lot. Other than playing music, and that's pretty much it.
Great, okay, Sam?
Hello, I'm Sam. I play bass in the band. I recently graduated from the BA Jazz course at Leeds College of Music. We all did, actually. We were all in the same year, and that's where we met. So now I'm living in Leeds and playing music for a living and playing in various different bands, this being one of them. And just, yeah, trying to play lots of bass.
Great. Okay, Tom?
Hi there. I play drums. And yeah, same as these guys, obviously we all met at Leeds College of Music. It's developed over 3 years, almost four now. Well, just over four.
Yeah.
We're just still making our original music. At the moment, we're working towards a new tune and a new EP after the release of our first album. Really looking forward to that.
Great, okay, that's magnificent. So you've all bought tracks today that influence your sound individually as well as the group sound, or simply just because you like the track. Alex, you've chosen, now hopefully I'll pronounce this right, Tigran Hamasyan?
Tigran Hamasyan, yeah.
That's the one. The Glass-Hearted Queen. Tell us why you've chosen this.
I don't know, I like it. and it's got a really unexpected bit in the middle that kind of hit me when I first listened to it, and yeah, it's just a really good tune. Yeah.
How does it influence the band sound?
That was spoil the surprise in the middle.
Okay, I so think, should, yeah, do you yeah, want yeah. to tell us after then?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah. Fine. Well, in that case, we'll play the tune.
Cool.
This track is called "The Glass-Hearted Queen," and this is by
Tigran Hamasyan.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
and that is The Glass-Hearted Queen. And Alex, do you want to say who that's by so I don't mess it up again?
Tigran Hamasyan.
Beautiful. I can't say that even if I tried to about 5,000 times. So now, Tom, you've picked two tracks as well. Your first one is Abraham's New Gift by Phronesis?
Phronesis.
Right, okay, wrong again. Tell us about this one, why you've chosen it, and how it influences your playing.
This tune, I listened to it about a year ago now, maybe not a year ago. But yeah, it's an amazing tune. The drummer plays is Mark Giuliano on the live version of it on YouTube, and he's a guy that I'm really listening to at the minute. His playing style is just really, really, really great. So this track is just reflected what he can play sort of really, really well. All the odd time signatures and stuff going on, it's really great. So that's really natural, this tune.
Great, okay. And can we hear this in your playing? his style of playing.
I guess you could hear the. Yeah, I guess you could hear it reflected in my playing. Obviously, you know, I aspire to sound like that guy, really. But yeah, I guess not yet.
Right.
Not everything that's in there, anyway.
Okay, well, without further ado, we'll play the track. This is Abraham's New Gift, and it's by.
Phronesis.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Abraham's new gift there by, can you say it for me?
Phronesis.
Phronesis, lovely. Okay, so now we move on to your next track, Tom. Your next one is 11 Wives by Avishai Cohen Trio. In all honesty, when I first heard this track, it nearly made me cry the first time because I think it's really, really a great track. And I've never actually heard it before until you chose it. It's phenomenal. Both of your choices have Mark Giuliana on
Mark
drums.
Giuliana
on drums. Is that a coincidence that that's happened?
No, it's no coincidence. I mean, he's just the guy that's really influencing my playing at the minute. It's got a really modern sound. He's playing so technical, yet so beautiful. Like, you know, yeah, just really, really, I'm really into that style at the minute. So, yeah, just sort of thought I'd stick with him playing on the tracks. That's what I'm really listening to at the minute.
Great. Okay. I don't know whether you guys know this track particular.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, of course.
it's really good.
Yeah, you like it too. Yeah. Right, okay. In that case, we'll play it. You are listening to Zeitgeist, and I'm interviewing them. This is In Time, Out of Time. If you do have any questions, comments, thoughts, whatever, do feel free to write them on the Leeds Student Radio page. Next to the player, it would be great to hear what you have to say. One person's already written in, and thank you for listening. That's Becky. Thank you very much. Now moving swiftly on, this is 11 Wives and this is Avishai Cohen Trio. Enjoy. Thank you.
11 Wives There by Avishai Cohen Trio that I just spoke through right at the end. Right now, originally, Tom, I wasn't sure if you were going to pick one, so I chose one for you. The next one is for you. It's the Miles Davis Quintet playing Salt Peanuts, and it's all about the drummer, Philly Joe Jones. I'm going to play it, and you can tell me whether I picked well. Listeners might be able to hear the pianist Red Garland quote Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee at the beginning of his solo. We will have more from Garland later on. This tune also features John Coltrane on tenor sax and Paul Chambers on bass. The track comes off the album Steamin' with the Miles Davis Quintet, recorded in 1956 and not released until 5 years later. This is Salt Peanuts. Thank you.
That's Salt Peanuts there by the Miles Davis Quintet, and you can probably just make out in the background Philly Joe Jones's solo. So guys, what did you think of that?
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Callum.
Oh good.
I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Sam, I loved it a lot.
So this is more of a traditional style of jazz. Do you think though that this still influences your playing today?
Yeah, well, everything you ever listen to is always going to influence your playing, isn't it? So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you in agreement with that?
Yeah, of course. Although, I think we'd all agree kind of more modern, more examples of modern jazz like Tigran Hamasyan or Phrynisis or Avishai Kern are kind of more direct influences for our sound. We've all listened to the old guys a lot and studied them a lot, and you know, we still value that, the importance of tradition and that respect for the guys who pioneered, you know, the jazz, which has led to the jazz we know today. So, and it sounds great as well, like nothing beats a big fat swing, so yeah. It's true, then.
That's true. That's definitely true.
So, Tom, obviously, Tom, now that was all about Big Man himself, Philly Joe Jones.
The Big Man.
The Big Man. I don't know whether he was big, actually, but...
He probably was.
He probably,
yeah. At some point. Pretty big, wasn't he?
So, what did you make of that?
It's great, yeah. Obviously, Philly Joe is a massive influence for me. You know, at my starting years of college, when I came to Leeds College of Music, I studied this old sort of swing stuff, transcribed solos from guys like Philly, Max Roach, you know. Yeah, so he's a massive influence on my playing. And yeah, as a band as well. Definitely.
Right. Well, Sam, you have chosen some great tracks, as well as everyone, of course. Chosen amazing tracks.
Wait, what was that track called, Callum?
Which one?
The one before... Salt Peanuts.
Yeah, Salt Peanuts. Yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me. Let's get a shout out to Mr. Nick Bayer, I think, who's messaged in.
Yes, actually, yes, he has.
Big shout out.
He said, loving the Zeitgeist vibes.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Loving the Nick Bayer vibes.
I don't know why Salt Peanuts reminded me of that, but yeah, it did.
Well,
okay.
Like
salt. Yeah, I've got some peanuts at home, actually.
You
might actually eat them.
Yeah,
great.
What else are you going to do with them, mate?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise throwing them at people. Eating them is probably the best way. Anyway, moving swiftly on. But the peanut throwing.
Actually, I want to talk about peanuts more.
You want to talk
about
peanuts?
Can we talk
more?
About peanuts?
No, not really.
No,
really. Please stop.
Okay. Right. Moving swiftly on then, Sam. You have chosen some great tracks, as I was just saying. Like everyone has, that doesn't refer to peanuts. You've chosen Over Chicotin Avenue by Joni Mitchell. Which features Jaco Pastorius on bass. This is from the album Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, recorded and released in 1977. This album features a wide range of artists, including Wayne Shorter and Chaka Khan. Why have you chosen this, and how does this influence your bass playing?
Well, I wanted to pick a track for this show which featured Jaco Pastorius, because he was the guy who inspired me to start playing bass and start playing music, basically. When I first listened to him, his sound was like nothing I'd ever heard before, and he was the reason I took up the instrument, basically. But this particular choice is kind of a topical one, as well as an influential one, as it was Joni Mitchell's birthday a couple of days ago, so that kind of, you know, when that sort of came up and heard about that, I started listening to this album, and that's why I picked it for today, because I was just listening to it at the time, and it's a great track, as you say. It's kind of like at this point in Joni Mitchell's career, she began collaborating with a lot of jazz musicians I really like, as you said earlier, like Wayne Shorter, Pat Metheny, Michael Brecker. And this album was one of the first of those kind of jazz-influenced albums. And the first album of hers I got. So, yeah, really enjoy Jaco's playing on this track as well. The bass sound is amazing. But I'll let you play it now anyway. I'll stop talking.
No, it's fine. No, it's really interesting. So, without further ado, this is Joni Mitchell and this is Overture Cotton Avenue.
Singing sweet country lullabies, sweet lullabies. You see that patch of city lights somewhere in this Cotton Avenue? That's where I'm gonna take myself tonight with a spit shine on my dancing shoes. If you got a place like that, just have to go there. If you got no place to show, well then you just go no place special. I guess it's just the summer in the young blood. And juicy in the young blood, teasing to go down to Cotton Avenue to hear the shiny, shiny music, see all the shiny people dancing to it. Anytime you go to Cotton Avenue. Got a place like that to go, you know you gotta go there. If you've got no place special, see that summer storm brewing in the southern sky. By the time it hits here, I'll be dancing high and high to rhythm and blues on Cotton Avenue. Poor boys will be hanging around outside.
And that's Overture, Cotton Avenue there, by Joni Mitchell. A track I'd never heard before, but a very beautiful track nevertheless. Now we move on to another one of your tracks, and another equally beautiful track from you, Sam. This is going back to Red Garland for another one. It's magnificent, really. This is Red Garland playing I Can't Give You Anything But Love. What made you pick this track?
Well, as I said earlier, Jaco inspired me to take up electric bass. But when I started at college, I started getting more into double bass. I now play a lot of double bass in various jazz bands. And Paul Chambers, who features on this track, was kind of the guy who, you know, really inspired me to really work hard on my double bass playing. And this is one of my favourite solos of his. I just really like the way he uses like so much bebop language, but he can do it in such a melodic way, so it sounds like he's really, you know, improvising in the purest way. And yeah, and this is a beautiful song as well, and Red Garland is obviously a boss, as we heard earlier in Salt Peanuts, so yeah, I thought I'd pick it.
Great. Okay, so we will crack on with the track then. This is I Can't Give You Anything But Love, and this is by Red Garland. Thank you. beautiful red garland there with I Can't Give You Anything But Love, which was very, very nearly ruined there halfway through by Alex, who just happened to touch the computer screen, which happens to be touch the thingy. What do you call it? Yeah. That's what we nearly got. that nearly ruined Red Garland's bass solo when an accidental
Paul Chambers' bass solo.
Yeah, sorry, Paul Chambers. Paul Chambers, yeah, of course. Red Garland does not
probably
play
would have improved
bass.
Red Garland's bass solo
because he doesn't play bass.
Yeah.
I don't know about.
So, Alex, we go back to you now.
Hey.
Yes, we've done full circle. And now we're going to a completely different direction, and we go for a bit of metal, really. You've chosen Frederick Thordendal.
Frederick Thordendal's Special Defect.
Beautiful.
You're not doing very well with the pronunciations
I think you've deliberately chosen really, really hard names just so I can fumble them
we're
over.
We're out to get you, man.
Yeah, I know, I can feel it. So this is entitled Bouncing in a Bottomless Pit.
Yeah, yeah.
From his album Soul Niger within...
Nesia, I think it's probably,
Is it?
It's Soul Nesia within, yeah.
All right. Okay, then. But there we go. I've slipped up again.
It's all right, man. Yeah.
This album doesn't actually stop between songs. I've actually listened to...
Yeah, it's like 30 tracks, little tracks that all just segue into each other.
And the album itself is about 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just flows on from one to the other. It's quite strange, actually.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah. Especially when it gets around two-thirds and it starts going like... going into free jazz and stuff like that. Yeah. It's a bit weird. But,
When you told me your influence was metal, I was rather confused. But when I heard this track that we're about to play, I knew exactly what you mean, and listeners will hear what you mean when we eventually play your track. Tell us how this track influenced Zeitgeist sound.
It's not just this track. I mean, there was a whole phase of like metal bands that had like improvisation and loads of like polyrhythmic riffs and like a general like kind of intelligence about their music, and and you could analyze all their stuff like academically. I mean, like Meshuggah and guys like Opeth and stuff like that, and like, you know, the progressive metal scene. And this is a guitarist out of Meshuggah's like solo project that he brought out in '96, I think it was. And it's just really good. There's like improvisation everywhere, and it's full of like really chuggy, nice riffs, and it's just really cool, and it's really, really heavy as well. And the drummer as well is Morgan Argren, and he played with Frank Zappa during the late 80s or early 90s, I think it was. But he's ridiculous as well. He's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really good track.
Now, this track is only a minute and 17, so if you're not a fan of metal or refuse to listen, it will be over before you know it. But I encourage you to listen to it and not shut your ears for this
minute. If you don't like metal, you might still like this, because it's really good.
It is really good, yeah. And I wouldn't even class myself as a fan of metal, but I do say that I did quite enjoy this, actually. So this is Bouncing in a Bottomless Pit, and it's by, let's see if I can say it right, Frederick Thordendal's
Thordendal.
Thordendal. Right. Thordendal's.
I need to write him down phonetically or something like that. Yeah.
Phonetically.
Frederick.
Oh, you just said something.
Special Defects. Let's play it.
We'll be right back.
that's Bouncing in a Bottomless Pit.
Yeah, man.
That's it. It's a bit crazy.
Yeah, Tom was enjoying that, I saw.
Yeah,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So groovy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'd really like to hear people's thoughts to that, because obviously I've never, ever played anything like that in my radio
show. Oh,
now
you have.
Now I've crossed that box off.
That's so good, yeah.
Yeah.
Off a bucket list.
Yes, yeah. That's the one. And it was great. And I'd really like to hear people's opinions on that. Do feel free to message. Thank you to the few people that have just recently written on the chat page. Poppy says, great songs, especially Tom's. When will you play some Zeitgeist? Well, right now.
I think that's your girlfriend, isn't it, Tom?
That it is. Hello.
And Emma has written, Callum, give me a shout out, listening on my B-day. Happy birthday, Emma Gatens.
Happy birthday, Emma Gatens.
Happy birthday, Emma.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, we should all sing happy birthday, but maybe not.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to hear that.
Now we go on to you guys. We've reached that time to play your music, and we're playing Mosaic.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this, and can you tell us about, well, everything to do with Zeitgeist, to be honest?
Who wants to start? Is it me? Or is it...
I think you just volunteered, man.
I think you volunteered as well.
Right, well, about this recording, this was actually recorded in a lot of people's favourite place to drink, in Smokestack, and a gig we did there last year, in 2013, right around April sort of time, and this was a recording from the live performance of Mosaic back then. This tune's really difficult, it's really, really hard, it's probably like one of the hardest in our set. It's also one of our favourite to play as well. About us, I suppose to wrap it up, we're releasing an album very, very soon. The album launch date will be early December sort of time. The date is a bit secret at the moment for the time being. Ooh. But you're a bit of intrigue there.
Well, how can people follow you? Can they find you on Facebook?
We're on Facebook. Just facebook.com/Zeitgeist UK. We're on Twitter as well, with @Zeitgeist575. That's about it, really. On SoundCloud as well, /Zeitgeist575.
We have a website as well. It's www.zeitgeistband.co.uk.
Yeah, so no excuses.
So yeah,
keep
an eye out for the album.
And just quickly, what events do you have coming up as far as gigs?
The only thing lately in Leeds we have is the album launch, which we will be announcing very, very soon.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, we'll finish on this track. We will sign out. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Zeitgeist, for joining me today.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you, man.
It's been a pleasure having you. And we'll finish on Zeitgeist track Mosaic. I will be back in 2 weeks' time, so listen then. Thanks very much for listening. This has been In Time, Out of Time on Leeds Student Radio.
Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.